Special meeting opened by my watch at 5:30, acknowledge the traditional owners of Kariyarra people. Welcome and let's have a discussion.
Okay, item one, item two, attendance. Councillor Carter, Councillor Hooper, Councillor Zombeck, Councillor Hunt, Councillor Taylor, and myself as acting mayor. Apologies, Mayor Kelly Howlett, she had to turn back from Moon Creek to go back to Carter because Roz closed, so apologies from her. Approval of leave of absence, Councillor Jane Gillingham and Councillor Gloria Jacob. I've had a 2.4 here, Councillors, because I will be leaving the meeting due to financial interest in a matter coming up soon, and I'd like to, councillors to elect a deputy mayor while I'm away, so if councillors would like to...
I'd like to nominate Councillor Carter.
Councillor Carter, seconded. Councillor Hooper, you accept that?
Thank you, councillors.
Okay, item three, response to previous questions taken on notice. Questions from the public was nil. That was the meeting held on 12th of December 2012. 3.2, questions from elected members at ordinary council meeting, the 12th of December 2012. 3.21, Councillor Gillingham. Councillor not here. 3.22, Councillor Hooper. Are you happy with that response, Councillor?
Yes, thank you.
Item four, public time. I just an important note I've got to read. This meeting is being recorded on audio tape as an additional record of the meeting and to assist with minute-taking purposes, which may be released upon request to third parties. If you do not give permission for recording your participation, please indicate this at the meeting. The public is also reminded that in accordance with Section 20.3 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Law and Standing Orders, nobody shall use any visual or vocal electronic device or instrument recorded proceedings of any meeting unless that person has been given permission by the chairperson to do so. Okay, 4.1, public question time. Public is straight, just questions please. And when you do, how many, so can I have a show of hands, how many are, okay, 1, 2. Thank you. Mr. Wally, how are you?
I asked Mayor Kelly Howell or just before Christmas, but I found out that painters, for some reason, were not allowed to deposit any paint cans, either full or empty, at the rubbish, the South End rubbish tip anymore. And I asked Kelly Howell to follow this through, and I'm asking that question now because I've heard nothing since. Do painters have the right to deposit their empty or half-empty paint cans at the South End rubbish dump or not? And if not, where can painters deposit their empty paint cans?
Thank you, Lord. See you.
Through you, Acting Mayor, I'd have to probably defer to the Director of Engineering Services.
And through the Chair, I'd like to follow that one. That's the first I've heard of it, so I've had a question on notice.
Thank you. Look, the question will be taken on, so I'll even get a response to this.
Yes, also we have combined a park in South Devon for some reason during the Christmas holiday period. The parks and gardens have switched on or switched the articulation on sometime during the middle of the night to 6:15 p.m. In the evening when the park is full of people. Is it possible for parks and gardens have to rechain the timing of the articulation for the combined park?
Yeah.
Through you, we'll certainly take it on board, and I'm sure we can have it at a more appropriate time.
Thanks. Good. Director?
Through the Chair, is that the new Kumbana Park?
Yes.
Through the Chair, we are not responsible for the merger of that park, but we can certainly contact the company that is responsible for the maintenance of that park during this period and advise them to change the registration.
Okay. Thank you.
And now 6 years ago in March, Cyclone George came through this town and it did a lot of damage. It did a lot of damage to a number of those high metal sign posts which are displayed outside businesses. 6 years later, those posts are still damaged. They are not being removed or replaced. Could council contact the relevant businesses which these high metal signed poster on display outside to either put a sign displaying their business on the existing site, or if not, can the sign be removed? And I have a list of those businesses in which to use back a post sign on display outside.
Thank you. I think that'd be great to put a list in, Bill.
Hey, we can take it on board. Is that are they sign frames? Is that what you're referring to?
There's a frame, a big frame outside of Jamford.